Hi, everyone. This is Chandler Frazier-Pauls, and welcome back to Admission Insight. We hope this episode finds you all healthy and well during these trying times. We are very excited about our episode today, and we think you'll like it too. So with that said, let's go!
So you say you want to apply to private school. We're going to show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take. Turn out great. We're gonna find the right fit, both for you and for your kids, based off school culture and needs. We're gonna bolster your chances to succeed.
Good afternoon. We're happy to be back with a new episode of Admission Insight. In our previous episode, we dove into our distance learning platform here at the Pennington School, and we highly recommend you listening to that segment if you haven't had a chance to yet. But today, we're going to continue on that same trajectory, but switch gears a little bit to discuss the ongoing aspect of how we are building community here at Pennington during these unique times. And we are lucky enough to have our headmaster, Dr. Bill Hawkey, here with us again. I'll give him the honor of introducing our other guests here in a minute. So on that note, Dr. Hawkey, happy to have you back with us today. How are you?
Hi, Chan. I'm good, and it's good to be back. Thanks for inviting me back on. I think this session, we can talk a little bit about some things that haven't been touched on to date. And that's really about the community life aspect of how schools run and what are we doing in these unusual times to continue to build community. So that's what I'd like to cover today. And I've invited some faculty members, some key people at our school that help to keep us moving forward.
That's great. So I'll hand it over to you. You can do some introductions and get into it, and I'll be back on later. All right?
Terrific. All right. Well, let me tell you who I have here with me today, and I want to thank these folks for giving up their time to join me. I have, first of all, our athletic director, Jerry Urey. He'll be joining me in a couple minutes. One person that's heads up our residential life program is Caroline Hall. We also have one of our school counselors, Susie Page, who will talk a little bit about some great programming that she's doing. We have somebody from our arts department, and specifically in drama, that's Suzanne Houston, who will be talking a little bit about drama and theater and what that means in the life of a school. On the advisory and kind of community life level, our assistant dean of students for the middle school is Lisa Houston, and she'll be talking a little bit about some of the things that she's involved with. And then finally, we'll wrap up with Aaron O'Connell, who's heads up our Senior Horizon program, which has pivoted this spring to a different program. She'll talk a little bit about that, and maybe even talk a little bit about a new concept for this year called the Faculty Lounge. So that gives you a little bit of preview, but let's not wait any longer. Let's jump right into my first guest, which is Jerry Urey, our athletic director. And Jerry, maybe you could talk a little bit about, how have you managed, with all your coaches and the fact that our spring seasons got canceled this year. Obviously there's a lot of disappointed kids out there, and I'm sure a lot of disappointed coaches, but how have you been able to help maintain some of that community aspect and engagement from our kids and from our coaches?
Yeah. Thanks, Doc. First of all, I'd like to, thank all the students at Pennington and the athletes, because we're a family here, and especially athletes and the coaches. The coaches have been doing, they've been doing an outstanding job with their teams. They've been doing virtual training. They've been meeting with their teams regularly. Wendy and the boys lacrosse, they did a 5K, virtual 5K together. Uh-huh. Ritter meets with his team every Tuesday, and they do a workout. So majority of the coaches have been doing they've been doing a great job with their teams. And, I talk to the coaches every week, and just to get an update. Colin Markison met with the lacrosse team yesterday, and I know Dante Johnson met with the basketball team. He plays for the 49ers.
Right.
And he, Chandler had him meet with the boys basketball team, which is So, you know, our communication has been great for, yeah, you know, for this type of situation that we're in. And I'm just proud of all the students and athletes, teachers, coaches, you know, we're a family here at Pennington.
Yeah. I bet that there's probably, you know, kids who are spending some time, you know, getting, you know, they were getting ready for their seasons to kick off and, you know, working out, getting fit. Is your sense that kids have continued to focus on fitness and the physical aspect of their conditioning, despite not being able to be here with their teammates?
Yeah, I think they've been doing a great job as far as running, as far as we've had kids wanting to lift. They've been jogging, they've been working out, they've been, you know, kicking the soccer ball around. And it's not just the spring. I've been impressed with the winter teams and also the fall mm-hmm. teams. Yeah. You know, so the fall, winter, and spring teams, they all have been doing a great job working out and focusing on getting in shape and getting ready for next year.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you. Thanks for that insight. And I know it's, you know, it's a big part of independent schools, you know, the athletic programs. And because in most of our schools, we have a requirement for everyone to participate. And so, you know, that really helps give a good idea of how kids stay engaged, even despite these unusual times. So
yeah, we just want to tell the kids to stay positive, you know, and sure. keep the faith, and we'll be fine.
All right, wise words from a wise, I don't want to say old athletic director, just a you know, a well seasoned athletic director. He's
thank
the best.
You, Dal. Thank you very much.
Okay, man. Well, let's move on. Caroline Hall is has been involved with our residential life program for many years. She lives here on campus at Pennington. She's also an art teacher, just an all-around outstanding person. Caroline, so, you know, we had to, back in mid-March, or actually early March, just as we were going on spring break, we, you know, we decided that, you know, we had to, we're going to come back and we'll be in distance learning. So how are you taking care of all those residential students that had to vacate the dormitories, you know, head back home to wherever they, you know, lived? And, you know, how do you keep them in touch with what's going on at Pennington?
We have created the most amazing Zoom meetings ever. keeping in touch with the residential kids has been, it's actually been a lot of fun. I can honestly say that the prefects have done an amazing job. They are our student leaders on the hall, and they have been leading still kind of bi-weekly hall meetings with the groups. So, and working with times that, so that everybody can be there. So we're thinking about our international students 12 hours away and how can they be still feel included in our meetings. So we've been having some 8 a.m. bonding time. They've been doing some activities with them on Zoom. They also, the prefects went above and beyond, and they made some videos about how they are coping with being isolated and handling everything. And some of those were so inspirational. Jack Wong's, or, you know, the girls in Buck did a TikTok. So they just have been really vocal and putting themselves out there to communicate. So.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You know, it's you know, when your school is really, you know, known for its tight-knit community, you don't want to, you know, give that up just because you have this distance between everybody. And it sounds like you're doing some great things to keep people connected. And it sounds like kids are finding creative ways to find expression too.
They are. They're sending some pretty funny videos and sharing some good, just some good artwork too within meetings and ideas for how to spend some free time.
Yeah, and I know that, you know, with our international community here, I mean, you're talking about kids from, you know, virtually every continent. That you're staying connected with, which is an amazing feat given all the time differences around the globe.
Yeah, the girls on Buck 4 actually did an 8 p.m. hall meeting last week. So so it was a reverse play, right? Because we're used to getting the girls up early here, but instead we did a later one, which was nice, just so that the girls really in China, and there was one girl in Thailand that we wanted to make sure that they felt comfortable being in the meeting. So
yeah, great. Well, thanks for all that you're doing, Caroline. It's great work, and I know that the kids appreciate it, and as do all of us. So thank you.
Yep, no problem.
All right, my next guest is Susie Page, one of our school counselors, and Susie works primarily with our middle school group, but also does some work with our upper schoolers, and Susie lives here on campus as well. So Susie, probably one of the most important aspects that we could be talking about is the mental health of our community, and certainly at a time like this, when we're focusing on being away from one another, how do you stay connected to those kids and maybe those adults who need some support and or need a person to be able to talk to?
Yeah, so Stephanie D'Souza, who is the director of counseling here at Pennington, and I are really making ourselves available to every member of the Pennington community, obviously starting with the students and also with the parents, with the faculty, staff, and operations here at Pennington as well. We are offering individual Zoom meetings with anybody who wants to reach out, and we are offering groups. We have met with classes. We've met with parents of seniors. We've met with parents of eighth graders and seventh graders and sixth graders, and Steph is meeting with parents in all the other grades in the upper school as well. And we're just really encouraging every member of the community to reach out if they feel the need, and even if they don't, because right now I think there's a lot of there's a lot of people who are feeling lost but are feeling kind of guilty, like, oh, well, I don't really need to talk to somebody or get support because I am not experiencing the same kind of loss as other people. But we're really just trying to be there for everybody. And we're actually getting advisors and teachers who are recommending students who they feel like maybe could use some support, and then we'll reach out to them to see if they want some individual support.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you, the two of you, have really done a fantastic job of offering assistance to virtually every kind of constituency within the school community, from parents to teachers to staff to our many students. So it's a huge job to undertake. And did you mention also that you've some of these groups have been an effective way to bring people together?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that the groups, it's really great. A lot of times Steph and I will have a group, and really the people that tend to be on Zoom are really sharing a lot of resources with each other and giving each other great ideas for how they are balancing and figuring out this kind of new normal. There's also on the website, there's the Taking Care page, which is a site that Chrissy Knight, the head of middle school, and some other really creative faculty members put together, which has a ton of resources for people to, from exercise to parent resources to podcasts to listen to and ideas for how to stay creative and busy during this time. So that's a great resource too that I would encourage everybody to look into.
That's fantastic. Susie, thanks for all that you're doing for our community. And I know it's a big job. So thank you.
Absolutely.
All right. So my next up is Suzanne Houston. And Suzanne, this is an interesting area, because I, had I not seen it for myself, I wouldn't have believed that a spring play, one, could be produced, virtually, and then pulled off the way it was just last week. So talk about being involved in drama and theater with this group of kids this spring and what that looked like.
So we were very fortunate actually going into this that we'd chosen to do a middle school play that was original piece, and then our upper school plays are also written by students. So we didn't have to deal with any rights or royalties companies or anything like that. So we had a lot of freedom, which was actually a blessing. And we'd also cast the shows before we were separated for social distancing. So we were actually in a really good place when we started. And we looked at different scenarios of how to do things, and the senior directors of the spring play watched some different videos and watched some other theaters' virtual performances to kind of get some ideas on how to put it together. We had a really cool workshop with a professor from SCAD, and he helped them with how to act on the camera, for the camera, because that's not really what we do. I think they got a lot of fun tips from that. And then it was really interesting to see how each play, which is written and directed by a handful of students, each one ended up having its own vision and look. And it was its own unique piece, which is what usually happens in the black box as well. So even though it became this very different format, it still had this really cool energy, and it was unique to each set of directors. And we were able to air it so that families near and far could watch.
Well, we certainly enjoyed watching those senior plays last week. And the middle school is coming up?
Yes. So that's actually pretty fun too, because that is a play that was, it's called Mud a Goose. And it is a 1920s sort of film noir-esque comedy for middle schoolers. And it was written by a former faculty member. And so our student directors got to meet with him, and he gave them permission to do all kinds of adaptations and add some commercials. And so our middle school tech crew created costume looks for the students, and they did a photo shoot. And our tech crew created Foley sounds. And so it's going to be put together like a real radio play. And tomorrow, which May 14th, will be airing our first act. And then the conclusion will be the following night. So much like an old-timey radio show. You have to tune in both nights to hear the whole story.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Well, thank you for sharing some of that creative process that you obviously have an abundance of to pull that off. So it's a wonderful way to keep all of our kids engaged, whether they were participating or whether they're on the listening and viewing end of this. It was a great effort.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you. And Lisa Houston, our Dean of Students in the Middle School, has been at Pennington for many years, also residential faculty. Lisa, what can you tell us from your side of things that has been going particularly well in terms of that student engagement piece?
So over our spring break, Sam Stern-Liepart, who's the assistant dean of students in the upper school, and I were sort of charged with putting together advisory resources and a schedule for our faculty. We didn't want to burden people with more planning. We wanted something that would be streamlined and sustainable for the faculty as they were also moving everything onto distance learning themselves. And a really strong message from you, Dr. Hockey, that we wanted to keep up our really personal touch that we love at Pennington and bringing out the excellence in every student, even if it's over Zoom. So we designed a page of resources for every advisor. We also are sort of presenting a unified front, so it's less things for people to remember. Like, we meet every Monday and we meet at the end of the week, and we have a very consistent schedule, and thrown in there is structure and sometimes some tasks, but also some freedom for each advisor to really put their own spin and access their group in the way that fits their group. So some people prefer to do games or contests or, funny hat day. Yeah. Some people do more reflective work or talking, just discussion-based meetings. The different grade levels are producing sort of content and things like that. So that's been great. And then on the other days of the week, we have club meetings in upper school and middle school. Like Jerry was saying, the teams meet also. And we have still our leadership groups and our sort of intentional mentoring programs. Peer leaders and junior proctors still meet with their groups.
Yeah.
And that's been great to see. They really are enthusiastic about it. And, you know, I kind of gave the junior proctors an out saying this could be the last week. And they're like, no, we want to go to the end.
Uh-huh.
So that's been really fun, I think, for the kids too.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like, you know, you made a good point, which is that, you know, and I think that this is probably true for all of our guests today, is that you were charged with something, you know, or asked to look at something to keep our community engaged, and you saw it as an opportunity to do some great creative work, but you also saw it as a need to, you know, make it as user-friendly for the other people, you know, that you're creating these programs for, whether it's faculty or students. So I think that was a really good point, and you guys have clearly done the yeoman's work to make it accessible for people, for our faculty, and for our listeners, you know, those who don't know the private school community as well. We ask a lot of our teachers, you know, so they wear many hats here. You know, they're not only are they teaching, but they're running clubs and activities, and they're coaching sports, and it gives them access to kids kind of, you know, 24/7, which is a real differentiator for our schools. So, Lisa, thank you for sharing those insights about advisory and peer leadership and junior proctor. That's great. And my last guest today is Aaron O'Connell. Aaron, can we start first with, you did something back in March for the faculty and staff here, something new, and it was called the Faculty Lounge. Can you tell me a little bit about what that's all about?
Yeah, when we first found out that we were going to be going to distance learning, I think, you know, we went into high gear and tried to create our classes and think about how we're going to you know, work in this new place, in this new space. I mean, one of the things that I knew that I was going to miss were the opportunities to talk to my colleagues, whether it's, you know, the breakfast table, the lunch table, the hallway, or yes, the faculty lounge, whether it's, you know, to talk about a student, to talk about a new class you're creating, or to talk about the Netflix show that you're currently watching. And I was going to miss that a lot. So, and I knew that, you know, we are a community. We are a residential community. Many of us live with, you know, among one another, but we weren't going to be seeing each other. So it was going to be really important, I felt, for us to get together in some space and just share what's going on, to laugh a little bit, to really to see each other, because, you know, we wouldn't be passing each other in the hallway. And it was great. It's yeah. We have it now every other Friday. Faculty come and sit and share and laugh and tell stories and see one another. And it's yeah. Really powerful, I think.
Really powerful. Having been on it for the with the Faculty Lounge, I can attest to its the importance and its power. So thank you. How about talk a little bit about our Horizon program and the pivot that happened, you know, when we realized that we weren't going to be able to deliver on the Horizon program like we normally do.
So Horizon is a program that is shaped very similar to sort of a senior project, a senior internship program, but we call it Horizon because it always had many fronts. The students could travel, they could create their own projects, they could do research, really sort of tailor something for themselves, but it was always about going out, right? Getting out of Pennington and moving on, the next step. Mm-hmm. So I think when we discovered that we were certainly not going to be able to be going out, we needed to create something. And when the first group of faculty gathered to sort of talk about what was important, it was students, you know, that the students were, yes, getting ready to graduate, but they needed to stay connected. We were still going to have traditional classes the AP classes don't end, but so they weren't going to be seeing each other in class anymore, and they wanted to stay connected. And we heard that loud and clear, and we felt that. So we did switch to something called Reach. Dr. Hawke, you remember that your opening remarks this year had to do with the theme of what's your reach. Mm-hmm. So we built off that, and we, you know, expecting that these students are reaching more than they've ever had to, students that are, you know, having to sort of wrestle with no prom and no graduation perhaps, and you know, all these, a future that is a little uncertain for them. And we wanted to honor that time and space and, you know, give them a chance to be together.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things that I like that you and others kind of, you know, thought of was how to get some other people involved. So again, not putting more on teachers who are, you know, teaching their classes and finishing up the year in strong fashion. But so you reached out to a group of administrators and program directors, like myself, I might add, you know, those of us who weren't in classes every day, and asked us to lead these twice weekly sessions with a group of about 10 seniors. And I will say for myself that it is really, we're in week two now, and it's been an absolute delight for me to be with those 10 seniors each week. You know, they have activities to do, there are challenges, there's assignments. And it's not busy work. It's really, I think it's important work. And my sense from the seniors is that they are also appreciating it that way. So congratulations to you and the work that went into creating this program that keeps our seniors really connected to the Pennington School. So thank you. So listen, guests and Chandler, I will say, you know, you did a nice job of pulling these people together today. For this podcast, and really, you know, this is a snapshot of all the things that are going on here at the Pennington School. This goes above and beyond kind of the normal classes that all of these folks are engaged in every day. This is providing some creative outlet for not just our students but also for our faculty, and I'm just proud of the work that all of them are doing. And that this community has done this for the past 8 weeks. And I know that we go into the final 3 weeks of school in really, really great shape. So thanks again to all of our guests. And Chan, I'm gonna turn it back over to you.
I got nothing, just thank you. And I am also, you know, very proud of our community right now. So Dr. Hockey, thanks for coming on today and moderating for us, and everybody, thank you. So have a great day.
Stay strong and healthy, everybody.